Tim Johnson has been a congressman since 2000. That's 5 terms. In that time, he's earned a quirky reputation. His biggest splash in the world of D.C. Beltway media has been his habit of doing house business while working out or walking the Capitol grounds. Daniel Libet of the website Politico interviewed him on a walk last year as he was in the midst of another unconventional habit, phoning up individual constituents at home.
And in addition to actually getting some great ideas about things that we ought to be doing, it also serves the dual purpose, I think, of convincing people, these people here, that government is not just some big removed, you know, Capitol building. It's actually a real person.
This election year, Johnson has taken another path less traveled. His spokesman says Johnson has turned down many interview requests from many reporters, unless they're done by cell phone or in person during his walk. He has the smallest campaign fund of any Illinois incumbent, and his very basic campaign website features an ad from 2006. That's frustrated David Gill, the Bloomington emergency room doctor who's running his third campaign to try to unseat Johnson. In the previous 2 races between them, in 2004 and 2006, Johnson and Gill have debated, but this year there have been no debates. Gill senses national voter anger, but conventional wisdom sees the winds blowing in the Republicans' favor, while Gill thinks it's more of an anti-incumbent mood.
They don't ask me anymore what party I belong to. They ask if I'm in office or out of office. And when I tell them I don't hold an office now, they shake my hand extra hard, give me a hug, and say, how can I help?
Johnson says after a decade in office, the 15th District already knows his positions on issues. Some of those views buck the GOP party line. He's received some blowback for votes on some environmental issues, such as oil drilling in Alaska, and for wanting to pull out of Iraq and Afghanistan, a stance that's not unlike his competitors.
While I certainly support increasing our awareness, our technology, and otherwise, and anti-terrorism efforts, I don't believe you can show a direct and proximate result between our involvement in Iraq and Afghanistan and the safety of an individual who's in Sydney or Urbana.
But on economic issues, Johnson is in line with conservative thought. That President Obama's stimulus spending wasn't successful, federal bailouts don't work, regulation has gotten too tight, and the private sector should have more incentives to expand, in other words, tax cuts. David Gill contends that the stimulus could have been bigger, and it fended off a deeper recession. He was also disappointed in the extent of this year's health care overhaul.
You have people saying grand historic achievement. I disagree with that. You have people saying Armageddon. I disagree with that. It really left the existing power structures in place. This corporate overtaking of our politics and our government cuts across all parties.
Gill's solution is what he concentrated his 2 previous House campaigns on, universal health care, expanding Medicare to everyone. He's no fan of the health care bill that narrowly passed Congress, but Johnson's opposition is something different altogether. Johnson endorses what many Republicans are calling for, a repeal of the act and a series of smaller changes.
I'd like to see it be able to see us expand the incentives for businesses to provide health insurance coverage for their employees. I think we do need to cover pre-existing conditions. There's a variety of areas that we could hit, but for the most part, the system destroys or practically destroys Medicare, and it is an ill-considered piece of legislation that we are going to continue to pay the price for generations.
Tim Johnson and David Gill hold traditionally polarized positions on the economy, but they're still not necessarily cut from a rigid partisan mold. But in a year where several incumbents in the Illinois congressional delegation are pouring money into neck-and-neck races, the 15th district race shows little indication of catching fire. I'm Tom Rogers, Illinois Public Media.